Kent State University is hiring an offensive coordinator from Syracuse to try and turn around its struggling football program. 34-year-old Sean Lewis replaces former coach Paul Haynes, who had a 14-45 record in his five seasons. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, looking back at the last 30 years, Kent State has had just three winning seasons.
Okay, what years were they? Just so we're, for those keeping score at home.
So we're looking back at 1987. They were 7-4.
Paul Haynes, by the way, played on that team.
The former coach.
Yeah.
2001, they were 6-5. Then you look at 2012. I do remember this season, 11-3, under Daryl Hazel, the coach then, who took them. They were nationally ranked.
Briefly, and they basically they ended up losing their ball game. He went to Purdue after that. Mm-hmm. I call that kind of a Haley's Comet season. It sort of came out of nowhere. It lit up the place, and then he left, and they went back. They won four. They won three. You know, it just, I don't even know why it happened. But clearly, the new coach, whoever he may be, has an enormous challenge. A few weeks ago, I was with Terry Bowden at Akron, and he said, one of the things you have to understand is when you take these jobs in the MAC, you are going to get, as he called them, losses and money games.
Well, so many times you see these MAC schools that are smaller, they play some of the big-time college football teams basically just to get some money out of it.
Right.
This past season, Kent State played at Louisville, lost 42-3.
They got a paycheck of $1 million for that game.
And then they played at Clemson, the defending national champions. 56-3 they lost.
Okay. That was worth $800,000. Now, this is not to knock them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the MAC wants to play on the big stage, which cost a lot of money. The new coach at Kent State got like a $2.3 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Bowden at Akron makes about $550,000 a year. They're drawing, you know, they announce that they draw. Oh, now it's 15,000 fans. You look out there, there's 7,000. You know, they're not bringing in any money. This is not to put it down, but I'm trying to really put a pure light on what MAC football is facing and what they're trying to do. They want to play Division I. There's 120 some of those teams. They want national television exposure, so what are they doing?
I noticed this. They're playing more weeknight games, Tuesday, Thursday nights, instead of traditionally college football is played on Saturdays.
Right, and when are they playing? In what month?
In November, when it's really cold.
Yes. Yeah, they're on TV. And each school will get about $900,000 a year from this contract they signed with ESPN to do this.
Mm.
But each school is playing four of these games in November, not one. Even Akron, which went to bowl games in two of the last 3 years, it really hasn't helped their attendance much. You know, Akron and Kent, and most MAC schools are usually in the bottom 20% of all Division I schools and what they draw. So, you know, I know this isn't real upbeat, but a lot of times I think this whole bigger picture has not been talked about enough. They talk about systems being rigged. If you're playing MAC football and your goal is somehow to play for a national title or even to get into the Final Four, like they picked the Final Four teams to play off, and frankly, if they go to a Final Eight, which I hope they do, you're still not getting there.
Not if you're a MAC team.
No. Because you're considered an outlier anyway. I think it's a real challenge for these school presidents, not just at Kent or Akron or any of them. You know, when you have budget issues, how much do you spend on these things? Coaches' salaries keep going up and up. I really do wish one day the whole MAC presidents would get together and actually talk about this in a realistic way.
Do you think they'll ever get to that point?
I hope so, but I don't know. They seem to be lured by football. I always liked Division II, where we saw Ashland was in the playoffs. You go over to Youngstown State, Division I AA. They played for a national title 2 years ago there. Much smaller budgets, you know, that kind of stuff. Those things, to me, seem like they're more fun than what the MAC is trying to do on the football front. I'll tell you, it's a real mind-bender trying to think your way out of it, but I'm not sure what going to Clemson and losing 56-3 does for your program, or whatever Akron does when they go to Nebraska next year, or that kind of thing.
Regardless of who the coach is.
Yes, there are no miracle workers.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. The University of Akron did get a bowl bid this year. They played Florida Atlantic last night in the Boca Raton Bowl, and they lost 50-3.